From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A few spelling mistakes notwithstanding, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski has become the first candidate in more than 50 years to win a write-in campaign. Murkowski is heading back to Alaska today to meet with supporters after some last-minute vote counting determined she won the election 2 weeks ago, garnering roughly 10,000 more votes than Republican opponent Joe Miller. Gail Finumiayo with the Alaska Division of Elections says as late as today they were still counting some ballots.
We have 752 ballots today that were overseas ballots or special advance ballots that were sent out that are going through the review process. And if they are deemed eligible to be counted, they are being counted today, which is the 15th day following the election.
With such a small number of votes remaining to be tallied, it was clear Murkowski had won. Republican rival Joe Miller has not yet conceded. U.S. efforts to revive Israeli-Palestinian peace talks seem to be in trouble again. NPR's Michelle Kelman reports Israeli cabinet members are apparently waiting for written U.S. guarantees before they vote on a measure meant to jumpstart talks with the Palestinians.
Israeli officials say that Secretary Clinton offered security and diplomatic assurances to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu last week to persuade him to freeze Jewish housing projects in the occupied West Bank for 90 days. The Israeli cabinet, though, is reportedly putting off a vote until it receives written assurances that the U.S. won't ask Israel to do this again 3 months from now. Secretary Clinton refused to say whether she's willing to put anything in writing.
We're working intensively to create the conditions for the resumption of negotiations that can lead to a two-state solution and a comprehensive peace.
She says the conflict can only be resolved through direct negotiations. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Commerce Department says construction of new homes fell 11% last month, just over 500,000 units, but applications for building permits rose slightly. More from Danielle Carson.
New home construction has been hovering in the 500,000 to 600,000 range. During the housing boom 4 years ago, 2 million homes were going up. The drop isn't surprising. Builders say they're having a hard time getting loans, and anemic job growth is keeping prospective home buyers on the sidelines. IHS Global Insight economist Patrick Newport.
Demand isn't out there. We had a huge recession. 8 million people lost their jobs. There's just a lot of uncertainty. People are worried about the future, so they're afraid to take the leap, even though mortgage rates are ridiculously low right now.
In a normal market, about 1.5 million homes need to be built to keep up with population growth and to replace older homes. But with millions of existing homes clogging the market right now, Newport doesn't expect to see that kind of buildup for at least 3 years. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Consumer prices were little changed last month. The Labor Department says a key measure of inflation was up just 0.2%. Stocks ended the day little changed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 15 points. The NASDAQ was up 6 points today. This is NPR. Now that Britain's Prince William has made it official, proposing to his fiancée Kate Middleton, still undetermined is where and when the couple will tie the knot. Royal spokesman says the couple were sitting down with advisors today and they plan to closely be involved with organizing wedding details. William II in line to the British throne and his longtime girlfriend have said they plan to marry either next spring or summer. As for locations, frontrunners are considered to be Westminster Abbey or St. Paul's Cathedral, where William's parents, Prince Charles and late Princess Diana, were married in 1981. It's not safe to mix caffeine and alcohol. That's the warning coming from the Food and Drug Administration, the manufacturer of some alcoholic energy drinks. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
Warning letters have been sent to four beverage manufacturers who market products that combine caffeine with beer or other alcoholic drinks. Officials say these products can leave consumers feeling wide awake drunk and can mask the sense of intoxication that drinkers usually feel. As a result, studies show that consumers of these caffeine-alcohol combos are more likely to binge drink and engage in risky behaviors. One manufacturer, Fusion Projects, has already announced it will take the caffeine out of its drinks. They're marketed under the name 4-Loco. The Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission are giving the beverage makers 15 days to respond to the warnings. And Deputy Commissioner Josh Sharfstein says further action, including seizure, is possible. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices ended the session lower today. The price of crude down $1.90 a barrel to close at $80.44 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.